Hi, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. As you probably noticed, I read the short version of the gospel for today. My dear brothers and sisters, I have gone to hospitals, long-term care facilities, hospices, homes for the aged, and houses. I have gone to these places 1,000 times to administer the sacrament of reconciliation and the sacrament of the anointing of the sick since I became a priest 45 years ago. And throughout this time, I have seen true conversion among those who receive the sacraments. Many mourned their impending deaths. The family and friends saw the inner struggle to say goodbye to what is unknown and to travel on into what is unknown. Yet in their mourning and weeping, there is that inner peace that had shown in the faces of these persons who would soon be released in the presence of God. And there is always the process of conversion that makes them at peace with the Lord and themselves. There is always that repentance from their sins that they are ready to meet the Lord. Today's gospel describes Jesus saying to the people, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Turn away from your sins." And it is what Jesus is inviting each one of us in this church today. He is inviting us to enter a conversion process. My dear brothers and sisters, almost every conversion process involves 3 important steps. The first step is the experience of dissatisfaction with our present life. It is sometimes referred to as the zero moment. It is our desire to make a change for the better in my life. It also involves the realization that I cannot do this on my own. I need God's grace. The second step in the process of conversion is sometimes referred to as the surrender moment. It is that moment when something happens to make me decide that I am going to swallow my pride and ask God to take over my life. And the third step is the experience of God's grace, empowering me to do what I could never do alone. This moment is sometimes referred to as the power moment. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, by way of review, the zero moment is when we realize that I need help. The surrender moment is when I reach out to God for help. And the power moment is that when I experience God's grace, empowering me to do what I could never do alone. And this brings us to an application of all this in our lives. Jesus' words, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near," invite me to an inventory of my own current situation. Do I desire a better relationship with Jesus, but feel powerless to do anything about it? Do I desire a better relationship with my family, but feel powerless to achieve it? My dear brothers and sisters, if my answer is yes, then I'm ready for the big question. What first step might I take to invite God into my life and help me do what I could never do alone? Maybe it is simply to present myself for spiritual healing in the sacrament of reconciliation. Maybe it's simply to begin tonight to make daily prayer a part of my life. Maybe it is to sit down and look at the needy around me and ask myself, what concrete things might I do to help people far less fortunate than I? Let me conclude with a verse from the popular hymn entitled "Lead Kindly Light" by Cardinal John Newton. It describes his search for the first step to take to invite God into his life and empower him to do what he could never do alone. "Lead kindly light amid the encircling gloom. Lead thou me on. The night is dark and I am far from home. Lead thou on me. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step is enough for me." Amen.